Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
How do we get Kevin to eat Miracle Whip?
Isn't that just whipped cream?
No.
Yes.
106.5 The End.
Intern Kevin is here. Good morning, Intern Kevin.
Good morning.
All right, now, Intern Kevin, you are not gay.
Nope.
You are single, ready to mingle with all the ladies in the world. So, ladies, if you're single and you're looking for a college graduate, by the way,
might I add,
Intern Kevin is the man for you. Now, the thing is, Kevin, is that a lot of people, when they listen to you here on the Wake Up Call, or really kind of in general when they see you, you sound gay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say. And so they automatically assume that you are, in fact, gay. But you're not.
Mm-mm.
So you found this documentary. What's it called?
Do I Sound Gay?
All right. So describe this documentary to us and why it kind of piqued your interest.
So it is about a guy that also sounds kind of, he has like that kind of gay tone, like the voice where it's like elongated vowels and longer. And so he's just trying to find out if he can change his voice. So I was like, oh my God, this is me. I need to learn how to change my voice because people judge me by my voice of how excited I am, how bubbly, how elongated my words are, like, yes, and all that. And I have learned the scientific reason for why I sound gay and how I can fix it.
Okay, now before you tell us, here's a clip from the trailer.
Your voice can change, and I'm going to show you how right now.
This is me, David.
I'm a little mystified as to why I talk the way I talk.
Where can people watch this, Kevin?
Hulu or the Hulu's where I watched it.
All right, so you watch this documentary, and it's about a guy who is gay. He just doesn't know why his voice sounds the way it does.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned from it?
So okay. I've learned that how I talk is I end on a high note when I'm supposed to end on a low note.
Mm.
For example, when I say, yes, it's from low to high. But when I want to sound straight, I have to go from high to low. So it's yes or yes.
I don't think you're doing it right. Because when you go, yes, that's still a fun roller coaster going down. Like going from down to from low to high would be yes, like that.
No, you're not getting it. The pitch of my voice is higher when I end it. And okay. I elongate the vowels. So I can't elongate vowels.
What if you just said yes?
Yes.
Maybe even cut that whole thing out, Kevin, and just say yup.
No, I try still want to keep my personality.
Well, let's just try it for the sake of trying. Go ahead.
Yup.
I think you got it.
I don't want you to change your voice.
But then people won't prejudge me, and they will get to know me as who I am besides being a bubbly yes person.
Okay. And that's not really your call. If he wants to change his voice, he's allowed to change his voice.
I know.
Can we hear you say something more than just the word yes to see what progress you've made with changing your voice? Do you have a sentence in front of you? Anything in front of you?
I can come up with the sentence.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's go get some drinks later this week, probably next week when I'm free. After like ball and stuff.
Yeah.
It's more of a calm monotone type of voice.
I can hear it.
It's the monotone.
Right.
I mean, you do have kind of a nasally high pitched voice, but there's nothing you can do about that.
That's because of my nose bridge.
Okay. But what you also have is, much like myself, a very sing-songy voice. We go up and down.
I'm trying to change that. I'm trying to cut the sing-song.
All right. Well, listen, Kevin, I think you're on the right track. You are making great progress. There are a couple of things that you do need to work on. And part of them is removing words, specific words from your vocabulary. One is, and I'm going to say this in Kevin speak, bitch.
Okay, I can't say that in my deep voice, my straight voice.
Try it. Let's hear it. Hold on real fast, Katie. Okay. Go ahead and try it.
Bitch.
Yeah, you can.
Nope.
See, it doesn't come off.
See, but you wouldn't hold it out like that. And also, straight men don't generally, it is offensive when a straight man that sounds straight says, bitch, because you're like, excuse me.
Let me give you an example. As a straight man who sounds like a straight man most of the time, okay, just saw something that I approve of that a woman just did.
Okay.
Yes, bitch.
That's aggressive. That was aggressive. Scary, right? Oh my God.
That makes me feel nervous.
Wait a minute. Right. Kevin, we're getting texts in at 73389. His voice is what makes him entertaining.
Wait a minute.
If they love your voice, then why change
what they
it?
Want.
Because people judge me too much.
I know, honey. I'm so sorry for that. But we love you exactly as you are. Most of you, we love almost all of you exactly how you are.
Not all of you. A lot of you is hard to take in sometimes.
Then don't take it in.
Oh, yeah. Straight.
Wow. Thank you.
Bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.